Cool the Radio.
Good evening and welcome to UNSA Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, government cracks down on illegal vehicle color changes. Government review school discipline framework. In international news, Pope says he has no fear of Trump after scathing attack. In sports news, Copa Queens seek response against Brazil. With the news in detail, my name is Nyare Musinga. In local news, the government has warned motorists against illegally changing the color of their vehicles, citing an increase in cases that pose a security risk. The Ministry of Transport and Logistics says it has observed a growing trend of vehicle owners altering the appearance of their cars, particularly through vehicle wrapping without updating official registration records. The ministry says the practice is unlawful and may be used by criminals to conceal the identity of vehicles involved in illegal activities. In a statement issued by the Principal Public Relations Officer, Ernest Chanda, the ministry says the government will not permit the practice to continue. Chanda says Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali has directed the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, working with the Zambia Police Service to step up enforcement across the country with immediate effect. He says the measures include intensified inspections during vehicle fitness certification, real-time roadside verification of vehicle details, and the use of digital systems and artificial intelligence to detect non-compliance. Father Aston Tembo, the Catholic Diocese of Chipata, Chancellor and Parish Priest of St. Annie's, has tragically passed away following a road accident on Thursday evening. The incident occurred near St. Francis Mission Hospital along the Greatest Road in Katete District. Chipata Diocese Bishop George Lungu confirmed Father Tembo's death in a statement issued last night. He explained that the priest was initially taken to St. Francis Mission Hospital, then transferred to St. John Paul II Hospital before being moved to Mainasoko Military Hospital, where he died around 22 hours. Bishop Lungu paid tribute to Father Tembo's dedicated, humble, and zealous service to the diocese. He expressed that the loss is deeply felt by the clergy, religious community, and lay faithful. The Ministry of Health will conduct a nationwide survey to better understand the growing burden of non-communicable diseases, NCDs, in Zambia and guide future health interventions. Ministry of Health Principal Non-Communicable Diseases Control Officer Ernest Kakoma said the survey is scheduled to begin on April 20, 2026 and will run for approximately 6 months. Kakoma says the exercise will gather data on the prevalence and trends of conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, and cancer. He says the findings will support informed decision-making and the development of appropriate health policies. Kakoma adds that the survey will include an assessment of risk factors, including lifestyle habits and environmental influences. Still in local news, the Ministry of Education says plans are underway to review the school disciplinary framework in response to changes in the learning environment across the country. The move follows reported cases of indiscipline among pupils in schools. Education Permanent Secretary Kelvin Mambwe says the review is intended to address emerging disciplinary challenges among learners. Dr. Mambwe says the ministry remains committed to ensuring a conducive learning environment for all pupils. He says that discipline is a behavioral issue that requires a collective effort from all stakeholders. Dr. Mambwe has urged parents and guardians to take a more active role in instilling discipline in learners. He says shifts in the global environment have made it necessary to revisit the current disciplinary framework. A 23-year-old man has been fatally stabbed with a screwdriver by his girlfriend's brother in Livingstone, Southern Province. Aaron Siaderele died between 20 hours and 21 hours last night after visiting Malota compound to see his child, whom he shared with the suspect's sister. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the incident and identified the suspect as Jeremiah Muba, aged 21. Namalongo says Muba and his sister Irene, who is the mother of Siadelele's child, fled the scene after the attack. He explained that the incident followed a confrontation in which Muba questioned Siadelele about visiting the sister without marrying her. Namalongo says Muba then went into the house, retrieved a screwdriver and stabbed Siadelele in the chest before escaping with his sister. Police have opened a murder docket and investigations are ongoing. Finally, in local news, Lumezi Town Council has, from 2022 to date, procured 11,000 desks using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Council Chairperson Oliver Mwale said this is part of the five-year target of 18,000 desks. Mr. Mwale explained that this year, the local authority will procure 3,000 desks. He noted that the availability of desks has created a conducive environment for both learning and teaching in schools. Chikoma Community School Head Teacher Peter Nirenda said that before desks were provided, pupils had to sit on the floor while others used improvised seats. He has since appealed to the local authority to send more desks to the school. Meanwhile, one of the parents, Esinele Banda, urged the local authority to continue procuring desks and building school infrastructure using CDF to enhance the provision of education. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mongu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan. Because when it comes to football, at DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kantemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today. Find your sweet spot with DSTV Stream. No more missing out on those epic moments or must-watch soccer action. With DSTV Stream, your favorite DSTV shows are always with you, no matter where life takes you. And the best part, DSTV Stream is already included in your subscription. Download DSTV Stream today from your app store. Sign in with your DSTV account and let the entertainment begin. It's showtime, anytime, with DSTV Stream.
Welcome back, and now in international news. Pope Leo has said he has no fear of the Trump administration and will continue to speak out against war after the U.S. president launched an unusual and scathing attack over his stance on the Iran conflict. Donald Trump accused the pontiff of being weak on crime and terrible for foreign policy in a Truth Social post, later telling reporters he was not a big fan. The Pope told reporters en route to Algeria that he did not want to get into a debate with Trump, but would continue to promote peace. He has been a staunch critic of the Iran war, calling Trump's threat to destroy Iranian civilization unacceptable, and calling for him to find an off-ramp to end the conflict. In general, it is rare for a Pope to directly address statements by world leaders. There are more than 70 million Catholics in the U.S., about 20% of the population. They include Trump's Vice President J.D. Vance. Trump's remarks came as the pontiff embarked on an 11-day trip to Africa, his second major foreign trip since being elected last year. The U.S. president wrote in Sunday's post that the